This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
7 after the hour now on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with D. That's me, the D. J would be Jennifer Horn. V would be Victoria Keelan. Thanks to Kara Schillen, who is helping to present this whole thing through the electronic marvels that we have in Washington at our main studios of our originating network, Radio America. Time for Jennifer to give us a one-up on one of the trending stories. What do we have, Jen?
Well, Dougie, this story that I think has been pretty interesting about the number of deaths that have been related to tequila's entry into a car. Have you heard this story?
It's crazy. No. It keeps getting worse.
So, there's a report out from the New York Times that found that dozens of people have been poisoned by carbon monoxide after they failed to shut off their keyless ignition on their vehicles since 2006. So this has been going on for a long time, probably as long as this technology. At least 28 people have died and 45 others have suffered injuries from the gas after they thought they had turned their vehicles off. There are new efforts afoot from some groups that want to push new regulations from automakers to combat the problem. Keyless ignition, you know, allows drivers to start their car with the press of a button, while the electronic key fob remains in your pocket, maybe your purse. And it first entered the car market in America in the early 2000s. In 2015, there's a class action lawsuit claimed there had been 13 carbon monoxide related deaths linked to keyless ignition cars. A judge dismissed the suit in September of 2016, but this Times report out this week indicates the problem may be more widespread than previously thought. The Big Smart Group, the Society of Automotive Engineers, which creates standards for the auto industry, 7 years ago called for requiring automakers to include warning signals like beeps to alert drivers if their cars were left on. Because what's happening is when people pull their car into their garage, shut down the door, and forget that their car is running because it's so quiet, maybe they don't realize it, they hop out and they go inside. This is causing death, injury for sure, and potentially death to those owners. Specifically, Toyota and Lexus have been part of almost half of these cases of inadvertent carbon monoxide deaths.
Wow. My mom has done this twice with her car, but luckily she was in the driveway, not the garage. But I think something beeps on her car. She has a Chevy, because she said, oh, something kept beeping and I didn't know what it was, and I realized the car was still on. I was like, oh God, Mom.
Mine's beeped, but I've actually jumped out twice since having my Lexus, and mine will beep to warn you that it's not completely shut off. Now, I park my car in a driveway, but you can imagine if you just get out and you've got kids running at you or a husband or a wife saying, do this, do that, and then all of a sudden you forget about it. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night and there's real problems going on inside the house.
Now, if you I don't have one of these in my car, but if you take your key fob into the house and you get out of the range that you're supposed to be in, does the car shut off automatically?
No, it doesn't. And that's one of the, some of them do, but that's part of the thing. They're trying to get some legislation passed that basically requires something to change in the cars, or them to include either louder beeping, which I don't know if that will do anything if people are already ignoring the quiet beeps. But they want it to turn off if you take the key fob away for a certain amount of time.
Why do we need so much technology? This drives me nuts. But I have one of those push button starts. Most of the cars now have this push button technology, and every once in a while I get out of I forget about it. I leave the key fob in the little tray. Jump out of the car, and you hit the button, but you don't hit it hard enough or fast. Whatever it is, don't hold it down long enough. The car keeps running. I park my car outside, so it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. The only time I put it under cover is in the wintertime, and in my garage is next to the house.
But I've never understood what the point of this is.
What do we need technology like this for?
But you still have to hold a key. Like you, yeah. if you're going to have a key, can you really not make it the extra 2 inches to put a traditional key in the hole and turn it?
Yeah,
that just doesn't make sense to me.
I don't even know how to drive
really
like that anymore.
I'm fed up with all this technology in these cars. It really is making them. I'm fed up with having these thoughtless things. You don't have to do anything. The car practically drives itself, so you're not thinking about what you're doing, and you get into trouble that way. It's one person or one company trying to outdo the other company in terms of technology. Nonsensical.
I don't get it either. And my roommate has one of these, and then whenever I drive with her, I'm the one who always has to let us into the apartment complex because she just has the key fob in her purse, so she never actually has her keys out. And I'm like, come on, this isn't more convenient. But it also, it makes me laugh because Ford came out, most of the car companies, because there's a lawsuit, didn't come out and say anything, but Ford came out with a statement saying that these kind of cars, the keyless admission into your car has been proven to be like safe and effective for drivers. And I'm like, well, obviously not. If it's, you know, causing people to die from carbon monoxide.
Well, if you have the key fob in your pocket, that's how you go with some of the more expensive cars. I don't know whether it is with yours or not, Jennifer. You hit the door handle in a certain way, and you unlock the car that way.
Well, some of them you don't even have to hit the handle. Some of them you just have to have it on your body, and your car senses it, and then it lets you in.
I can do either one. With mine, I can either press the button, or I can just stand there and open it.
Yeah. But now if you park in a mall parking lot and you walk away and your car, you think your car is off, but it's still on, couldn't someone else just hijack your car?
If you can get in, sometimes the doors will lock and secure the car when you're a certain amount of distance away. But yeah, I think it's a possibility. And the people I think are most vulnerable at this are the people with the hybrids, because I don't have a hybrid, but I know when my car's in for servicing, a lot of times the rental that the dealership will give me is like the Lexus hybrid little SUV. And you have that thing is so quiet. You could literally get out. You would never hear anything. At least with my car, you can kind of hear it and you go, oh, what a dope, I left my car running. Yeah. But with the hybrids especially, you're getting into trouble.
Well, just again, too much technology. All right, Victoria, what do you have as
for
a
for once,
a
I agree with you, Doug, on too much technology.
Too much technology.
I actually agree with that.
It's stressful. Well, so many more problems.
Right, I know. Well, speaking of stressful and more problems, this one is for the ladies. If any of you have used the Rodan and Fields Lash Boost Serum, which is one of the most popular things on the internet, it's on Instagram.
Okay, dumb men want to know what lash boost serum is.
What this does, this is a little paintbrush where you paint a clear serum along your eyelash line, and it makes your eyelashes grow really long and thick.
So
and
it's war paint, basically. It's makeup.
No, it's not makeup. It's an actual treatment that your natural eyelashes grow. It's not mascara. Your actual eyelashes grow really long and thick. The results have been really incredible. However, there's now a class action lawsuit because when you don't get good results, you get really, really bad eye infections. There's lots of side effects to it. Your eyelids can turn purple permanently, so you have these darkened eyelids. Do you remember a couple of years ago that
never
Latisse,
have to use makeup again?
Yeah, exactly. Latisse is the only eyelash serum that's regulated by the FDA and you need a prescription. And even with that, your eyelids can turn purple. You can have ingrown eyelashes. You need surgery for that. It's a mess. And so now this is an over-the-counter lash boost serum that's been sold. And in 2016, it sold like close to a couple $100 million in sales. It's unbelievably popular. And now it's a class action lawsuit. And they want the FDA to regulate it because apparently they didn't include the major drug that's in it that's also in Latisse. So a lot of people are saying they weren't even warned that there were these side effects. So if you are using it and you've had bad effects, you can probably sign on to this class action suit.
Terrific.
Dangerous.
15 past the hour. Coming up on the program, a do-it-yourself winemaking kit, which includes two bunches of grapes and a pair of pliers. We'll have that as a prize in the next half hour here on the DJV Show.
In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7 and 8 passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a 4-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect feeder, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, it's now it's conspiracy time. All right, we all ready for a little conspiracy? The investigation.
I blame you for my interest in conspiracies, by the
Me
way.
Me too, Doug. Okay. You're totally you've influenced us.
Here we go. Right, the investigation by Australian the 60 Minutes Australia show. Suggest the pilot of that Malaysia Airlines flight that went down, 2 years ago, was crashed deliberately by the pilot who wanted to commit suicide and murder. This is a panel of people that have been working on this thing for as long as the investigation has been going on. Why, Jenna, I just said when we were talking to break, Jennifer says, why didn't you just take a couple of pills? Apparently that wasn't what he wanted to do. Boeing 777 is what the plane was, and a flight instructor who was on the panel. There are six experts, international experts, who have been investigating this thing for years and years. Well, whatever, it was 3 years ago, I think. And so they follow the course of the plane, and what the what they figured was his modus operandi. He dipped the plane over his hometown as if to say goodbye. And then flew the plane into an area where there was no radar and nosedived it into the Pacific. End of story. So
that's what they think really.
Well, that's what they think may have happened. But
now, does that also mean none of the other theories checked out and that's the last one that they could come up with?
It may be. But what they have to be careful about this. Well, they don't have to be. If this were the case, the families of the people on that plane could put the airline out of business,
right?
Because they would just sue the hell out of them. It's proving it that is very difficult, but it's another theory. I'm not sure that I agree or disagree. I still think maybe it could have been abducted by aliens, or the cloaking device could have been used.
The cloaking device is my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. See you later. Well, anyway, there it is. Something else to
worry
chat
about
while you're having your cereal. 21 after the hour.
homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour here on the DJV program. And for us to focus a little on entertainment, John Stewart, that was the theme from the show that he was the host of for so long, did such a great job. He and Dave Chappelle are going to co-headline a stand-up tour. This sounds very interesting. I would go see this.
Oh, me too.
They are longtime friends, going to play 7 shows together starting June 11th in Boston. The announcement comes after Stewart signed with HBO to produce his first stand-up special, but he's got to go out and do them.
Yeah.
So that's what this is, fodder for the HBO special. And Chappelle has specials on Netflix. He got a lot of money from them. Even though he's vulgar, I find him funny. My son is quite amused by the fact that I find Chappelle funny. He's funny. So many of the people.
Well, he's brilliant, and that's why you like him, because he's very, very intelligent.
Yeah.
He's not just like an Amy Schumer low-hanging fruit kind of humor. Dave Chappelle is on another level.
Amy Schumer is like a waste of time.
Yeah.
Chappelle is actually quite.
You sound like Donald Trump. I mean, Amy Schumer is like a waste of time. Oh, my God. He did. He totally won Trump.
Can you imagine Donald Trump as a stand-up comedian? Can you imagine Trump? I kind of, as you said that, I was thinking, you know, there's something there that would be of interest, but it's a whole different. Anyway, Stewart and they start at the Wang Theater. I may go see if I can find tickets to this at the Wang Theater here in Boston. I think they.
I'm just bummed that they're only going to be in Boston, El Paso, Texas, and Houston. They're not.
Yeah.
I hope they add to this, because Lewis and I really want to go.
Yeah. El Paso is an interesting place for them to go, frankly. Very interesting place. All right, music news now, 25 past the hour. Britney Spears up front and center. She's coming to Broadway, or at least her music is coming to Broadway. Hit songs, the Broadway musical. This is with her, though, is it, Victoria?
It's her music, yeah. And it will be, the rumors have been out there for a while that Britney will be turning her songs into a musical, and so now it looks like she has officially given the green light. She was even spotted at a production meeting recently.
Yeah.
So it will be very similar to Mamma Mia, where they take music and then come up with an original storyline.
And by the way, when is that Mamma Mia movie out? Isn't that pretty soon?
It's this summer, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's pretty soon. I think it's pretty soon, coming up. Anyway, so Britney Spears, the musical, coming to Broadway. Also in the performance world, U2 is going to the Apollo Theater for a concert which will be aired on Sirius XM. So if you're a fan of U2, you could be in for special treat. Next month, Sirius is hosting a concert experience featuring U2 at the Apollo, making one of their most intimate shows. This is a small theater. But it really has great, if you see the TV show that Steve Harvey hosts every week now, it's a performance night at the Apollo. It's quite an interesting venue.
And it is. What, not a bad scene in the house.
Oh, no. It's a,
and the I saw John Legend there, and it was just phenomenal.
Yeah. So U2 launched their Experience and Innocence tour, and the concert will consist of material from their recent studio album, Songs of Experience. Bono said, quote, New York City and the U2 band have a unique history from the songs of Lou Reed, Billie Holiday, and the Ramones that taught us how to listen to the New Yorkers at our earliest U.S. shows. The souls of New York and U2 have always been intertwined. To finally be playing our songs on the same stage where James Brown begged, please, 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 not only a bucket list moment, but an incredible honor. So this will be, Sirius XM has done concerts with Paul McCartney there, Bruce Springsteen, Metallica, James Taylor, Guns N' Roses. So if you're a subscriber to Sirius XM, you can win tickets through an email invite. To go to the show. Hearing it would be a cool, very cool thing. 28 after the hour here on the DJV shows.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kitty bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kitty bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Jen here from the DJV Show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It really is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel absolutely great. I can't tell you how much more energy I have, and I get up really, really early. So how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of the toxins, the molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, actual nourishment for your body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food, and it's no wonder we feel run down. Go to GetTheTea.com and use discount code DJV, and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink mine every single day. Not available in stores, so go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV for free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for President Trump say they do not believe the president can legally obstruct any investigation. In a letter obtained by the New York Times, the Trump legal team explains the president cannot do so because he has the authority to halt any investigation. On another front, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says
he has no intention of pardoning himself, but he probably doesn't say he can't.
Giuliani is saying President Trump has the power to pardon himself, but probably wouldn't do so because
the ramifications of that would be tough. Pardoning other people is one thing. Pardoning yourself is another.
He was speaking on ABC's This Week. Hawaii is not the only place on the globe where a volcano has been erupting. At least 25 people are dead in Guatemala from a violent eruption of the Fuego volcano. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Cece Carmichael, a classically trained chef. You've seen her all over your television in many different places talking about so many different things, and they all looked delicious. You're going to tell us about a contest where people could win a $5,000 prize?
Yes. Well, it being June Dairy Month, which we're very excited about, and we want to celebrate with all our listeners and all our viewers, the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association is sponsoring a sweepstakes to enter to win $5,000. And also, if you go to easyhomemeals.com, that's where you enter to win. And you can also get really great recipe ideas of things that I've made. I stayed up all night making for you.
I also want to enter the contest. Once again, tell me how to do it.
Go to easyhomemeals.com. And our friends at the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association have been kind enough to sponsor this.
Thanks again to C.C. Carmichael.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan for a discussion of what's happening in the world. Those of you, and I mean the world, underscore world, traveling around the world today. The news from China, they've taken an important first step in their mission to explore the dark side of the moon. Launch a new satellite, the Relay satellite, will establish a communication link between our planet and the lunar probe. So how do we feel about the Chinese reaching out to the moon? How do we feel, given the fact that we, in America, think that we sort of are the owners and operators of the moon, even though it's sticky, because who controls the moon? Is it supposed to be the United Nations, because it's part of our planet? Ever think about that? And the aspects of control, the potential for military abuse, seems to me goes along with that. They are going to connect with a rover that's up there. This is not the first time that they've been up to the moon. Second part of a mission, the lunar rover is going to move around. Wouldn't you think we ought to be working together, all of us, those of us who are interested for any number of reasons, we ought to all be together when it comes to putting people on the moon. Man, I don't get this.
But isn't that what the International Space Station is about?
Well, in a manner of speaking,
the point, right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure China is signed on to that. I think the Russians are on it, Europeans are on it, we're on it. I don't think.
You just answered my question. I was going to say, who else is in space? Russia and China, and.
Well, the European Space Agency has never sent anything to the moon, but they do have they have ownership and occupy part of the space at the International Space Station. But I just they're so expensive, these trips. And at the end of the day, shouldn't we all benefit by working together? One of the things that was most unifying, other than, I think I said this the other day, the wedding of the prince and the princess, or whatever she's called, the duchess. What's she called? What's Meghan?
Duchess.
Duchess. Okay.
Duchess of Sussex.
Yeah. All right. So that television presentation was viewed by more people around the world than anything other than the 1968 or 69 launch in July of the trip to the moon, the first people walking on the moon. That was a unifier. What my point here is the conquest, if that's the right word, exploration of space is a unifying and can serve as a wonderful way for the various countries who have the ability to do this to work together, seems
right.
to me.
That's true. Although, like you said, though, maybe China has some ulterior motives of, shady stuff. But China wouldn't have to go to the moon. They can just launch satellites like everybody else does and spy on us. They don't need. They don't need that.
The race for space technology now, especially with it being privatized for the most part in this country, it's on. I think we saw the space race with governments, but now it's like the public sphere, right, is to see who can get the most technology quickly so that they can use it. That's huge money.
Yeah, big money. You're right about that. Other travel news, speaking of big money, those of you who have started to make your flight arrangements for your airfare to here, there, and everywhere vacation-wise this summer. Latest stats from the International Air Transport Association. The cost of jet fuel is more expensive than it was last year by about twice. The climb starts to sting as people go into June, July, August. Big months for travel. Planes are all filled anyway, but this could affect the fare you play. They always charge more in the summer than they do in the winter because more people want to travel. It's just pressure on the inventory. Unless you have bought, for example, if you were traveling and you knew in February that you were going to go somewhere in June and you bought the tickets in February, prices, even though higher, are not going to be that you'll have paid less than somebody who were buying the ticket today to travel 3 weeks from now. And by the way, if you ever sit in a plane and you ever want to have some fun, ask the people next to you what they paid for the trip. You'll never find two people who paid the same price.
It's
never.
True. Yeah.
Never. Mm-hmm. Never. American Airlines retrofitting a couple of hundred of the new 737s to get 12 more seats into each of them. But they insist the new seats will actually have more leg room because they're taking space out of the bathrooms instead.
Can I just ask, where are they getting the space from the bathrooms? Because the bathrooms are so tiny you can't turn around as it is. So where are they taking the space
from? The new Neo 737s that are just online now have been configured. They're a little bit longer. And so you can get extra rows in. But in order to get that last row in, they have to cut the size of the toilet. And I don't have an answer to that. I've not been on one of those new 737s.
You hover your rear end into the little...
Yeah, right.
Get outside the bathroom and just hover in.
Oh. Yeah.
Right.
Unbelievable. Plane I was on, the bathroom was so small.
Yeah.
I think about what people do when they're being naughty on airplanes. I don't know how the heck they do it. Where does somebody go? How do you get two people in there?
It'll be tougher to be naughty now.
Man.
Hotels setting the stage for a problem. Those of you who travel a lot and you stay in hotels, I'm going to a convention in New York. When is that? Next week? Week after next?
2 weeks?
3rd, 4th, 7th, the 8th. It's the 8th. So I'm staying in I've forgotten what it's a Marriott. Down on 7th and 26th, I think, somewhere down in there. And when I look at these things, I wonder to myself, what am I really getting into? And how many of you think, or how many of you know, that nearly a third of all disease that we have in the United States is linked to water in hot tubs in hotels? That is, the water in that you brush your teeth and the stuff you take a bath in. There's a new government report out.
Okay, I don't know if it's that. I've heard that it's hotel hot tubs are disgusting. I didn't hear about water in the sink. It's not like you're drinking them and brushing your teeth.
No, it's that they don't clean the grout and stuff around the toilet, around the tub. That's the point.
Yeah.
I mean, it all can be kind of gross. Well, and I don't know what you do. What do you do about traveling? So what is all this information so you can get warned by this agency or that agency not to do this and not to do that?
But, where do you go? What's the specific warning here, though? Because I'm a little confused. So it started out with brushing teeth, and now it's hot tub. Okay, I'm confused.
Not bathtub.
What are you not supposed to do, according to this new
warning? You're not supposed to get into a bathtub and take a bath.
Okay.
Take a shower.
No, it's the hot tub story.
No,
it's hotel pools and hot tubs.
Yeah, but there's also problem with...
No, Doug's right. I've read about this on a lot of different travel sites, that the hotel bathtubs, they don't ever clean them.
Right.
So unless you want to go and clean the tub yourself first, which I would recommend doing anyway, then it's okay, but they don't really clean the tubs.
I like to take baths. I would prefer to take a bath than to take a shower, because I like to just sit and soak. It's good for my back, good for... It just makes you feel better.
Well, but when I look around, too, it's extra relaxing.
Yeah, but when you look around at some of the stuff, especially if you ever look up the pipe, if you look up the, look the spout, and see what's in there.
I used to stay at a hotel in Vegas that used to have love tubs in the center of the room.
Oh, I remember that.
In them because
that was the dirtiest damn hotel.
And in Vegas too. I just have such Vegas just makes it extra skeevy to me.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas unless you get around some of those bugs.
Yeah, unless it follows you home.
That was the old Imperial Palace.
Yeah.
Did they ever tear that down, or is that still?
They just refashioned it. It's now called the Link.
Really?
Yeah,
so the Nazi doesn't own it anymore. Is he dead? He died, I think, didn't he? Yeah.
And it was alleged. He was allegedly a Nazi, not really.
Of course he was. He shaped, if you flew over the hotel in a helicopter, it looked like a swastika.
Oh, stop it. Don't buy into it.
And he had Hitler's cars on display.
He also had a lot of cars on display.
Wait, who was this person? I don't even know what you're talking about.
He was a...
I'm
trying to remember what his name was.
His name was Ralph something.
Ralph,
or something like that.
He came from North Dakota. And had a lot of money from land development. So he went down to Las Vegas and he bought a hotel. And it was called the Imperial Palace. And it was the most nauseous place.
I turned 21 there. I did lots of things in that hotel. It was fine.
Really? Good for you.
Did you goose step in that hotel too, Jen? It kind of sounds like.
43 past the hour on the DJV show.
It's spring. Time to wake up and get a great deal. Jolt them out of their winter slumber with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. Or Dodge Charger with up to 300 horsepower with 30 mpg highway. Or Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with available all-wheel drive in its class. Spring's here, and so are the deals. So wake up and join the Brotherhood of Muscle. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, EPA estimate, actual mileage may vary. Based on 2017 Ward's Miss Export Utility Vehicle Segmentation, excludes other SEA US LLC vehicles.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's expands its signature 2-for-20 menu, two full-size entrees and a full-size appetizer to share for $20, by adding flame-grilled steak as an extra option to tempt everyone's taste buds. Starting on May 28th and for a limited time only, guests can enjoy a 6-ounce USDA Select Top Sirloin Steak as an entree option, by itself or in a delicious combo like the shrimp and parmesan sirloin. It will satisfy the biggest of appetites. And the best part is that you can share this with a special someone. Submit an image or video of your epic 2-for-20 proposal on Twitter from June 4th to June 10th using hashtag 2for20contest for a chance to win a date night at Applebee's. And if you don't feel like dining in, also for a limited time, enjoy 20% off $20 or more on your next Applebee's Carside To-Go order. For more, visit Applebee's.com. Price and participation may vary by location.
The DJV Show, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The situation in Hawaii, as long as we're talking about traveling, that volcano and the lava from it oozing out into the ocean still, and the toxic hazard that seems to be building there from the eruption. This was, what, 2 weeks ago? The steam came out, and then this whatever that steam cloud mixed with glass and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, there's bits and pieces of what glass.
Volcanic,
yeah.
No, but yeah. It forms glass.
Ash, right, and something else.
Yeah.
Right. Well, sand, that's how glass is formed, from sand being melted. You didn't know that?
No, that's what I said, from the heat. I thought you meant, like, broken glass when you said
No. The glass that comes from all the windows inside the volcano.
What are you talking about?
From taking the helicopter over the Nazi hotel in Las Vegas, we take a hotel, helicopter ride over the molten lava coming out of this volcano, man. Oh,
wouldn't do it today.
This is tough.
But it's not stopping. That's the thing.
No, it still keeps coming out. Yeah.
Right. And this is reminds me, as much as I love Hawaii, why I don't live there, because there's no place to go. It's just, you're just stuck.
I go to another island.
I guess. That's awful. That takes a lot of work.
I would like to. There's something about Hawaii that I find very, whether it's satisfying, alluring, whatever it is. It just is one of the most magnificent places. I've been very fortunate to have traveled around many places in our world, and going to Hawaii is one of the most satisfying experiences that you could ever have. It just is something about it. Even though the Big Island especially is heavily populated, there's some kind of, it's a civility. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the peacefulness of looking out onto the ocean, watching a sunset. It just, it's a magnificent place. And it's like you find there's a uniqueness to it that you don't, the way the places are built, and I don't know. It's just, I'm not running, working for the Hawaiian Tourism Bureau, but it's a great place. 50 minutes past.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
World of technology. Yes, it is Tech Talk time. So from five to number one, Victoria will traverse this arena. We've talked about some of these stories this week. The top five items from technology, starting at number five, which is, yet again, if you look through the top five, there's always going to be room for a Facebook-type story. So now what's new this week from them?
Well, Facebook users in the United States who want to run certain ads on the platform will now need to hand over their last four digits of their social security number and a picture of a government-issued ID. This is the new requirements. This is how Facebook is going to attempt to combat the Russian interference or any foreign interference with political ads, especially on Facebook. And so now they need to prove, or you need to prove, that you are actually in the United States if you are buying an ad on Facebook with anything that is politically motivated. They have a whole bunch of categories now that are going to fall under this this new restriction. Anything that's a political campaign, any ad related to civil rights, immigration, guns, the economy, and other issues, abortion, terrorism, military stuff, things like that. Even education and health and guns, all of those categories, if you're going to put an ad that has anything to do with any of them, that's what you now need to do. Give hand over the last four digits of your social. They say after 6 weeks that the information that they collect on you will disappear or will be deleted. That probably is going to be the next scandal. That probably won't be deleted in 6 weeks. However, this is what Facebook says they now need to do to make sure no foreign person is interfering.
Number four. Yes, number four, a drone. This is how we've sort of been in and out of the drone stories this year so far.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Transportation announced this week that 10 state and local governments have been selected to test advanced drone applications as part of a program to ease them into the American skies. Currently, there really isn't anyone in charge of where drone airspace is. It's not. It doesn't have a high enough altitude for the FAA to take over, so state and local governments are kind of left figuring out how to handle this. And so the cities that were selected, San Diego, Reno, Nevada, Bismarck, North Dakota, Memphis, Tennessee, Durant, Oklahoma, Herndon, Virginia, Topeka, Kansas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Fort Myers, Florida, and Fairbanks, Alaska. You may start seeing drones flying not that far above head at night, and some of the drones will actually have a real purpose. In Reno, drones will deliver life-saving equipment along with the 911 system. In Fort Myers, Florida, drones will be used to survey the mosquito population, which can actually be very helpful. And the department believes that once they get this program up and running, it could bring $82 billion in economic benefits and create 100,000 jobs.
And there's no FAA involvement because they fly too low, right?
Figuring it out. I think eventually the FAA will have involvement with this, especially as soon as a drone crashes into something, then we know there's going to be issues there. But
lovely.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, moving on. The top five items in the world of technology. Focus now on the number three item.
Yes, this is a big plea from the state of California and from New York City as well. Any other, and I'm sure this is happening around the country, but these are the two big stories this week. In terms of people throwing out their old electronic devices that contain lithium-ion batteries. Now, these are the batteries that typically power cell phones, laptops, rechargeable power tools, things like that. Do not throw them away in the regular garbage. What's happening is they're exploding in waste facilities. 65% of waste facility fires in California began last year with lithium-ion batteries. So if you are, and this actually, when two garbage men in Queens, New York, they compressed the garbage truck and people had thrown lithium-ion batteries in there and it exploded and injured two garbage men. So this is really not something to be taken lightly. You can properly, across the country, at a Home Depot store, Lowe's, and Best Buy, you can properly recycle all of these devices. So take them there. Don't just throw them out in regular garbage because it really could hurt someone seriously and cause a lot of fires. We had in New York, we had the Long Island Railroad was put out of business for 4 days because of track fires related to this.
All right. Number two, dangerous. Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, yes. If you have a Fitbit, you may want to return it or stop wearing it. Several people are reporting now that their Fitbit has shocked them. One man got an electric shock that left a big burn mark on his wrist, and there are a lot of other similar stories. Fitbit says that if you have any problems with your device, call them, alert them immediately, and let them know what's going on so they can give you a brand new one. But it can lead, and if you have a pacemaker, do not wear a Fitbit. That's another big
one. All right. Number one has to do with a new rule for the president on Twitter.
Yes, a federal judge in New York ruled this week that President Trump is in violation of the Constitution when he blocks users on Twitter. It's a victory for the First Amendment advocates and for people like Chrissy Teigen who have been blocked by him.
Oh, my God, no. Say it isn't so.
Lots of celebrities were blocked.
Exactly. All right. So that's it. The news from the world of technology here. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.